This is 89.1 WEMU, and today we're going to take some time to recognize beauty, the beauty of art, of collaboration, and the beauty of creativity and individual and collective inspiration, all traits that have resulted in something positive for all of us. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. My co-host is the president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and Deb Pollack, have you seen the work of our guest this morning?
I certainly have. Catherine Amade is a highly respected fiber artist and jacquard weaver. She is also one of the artist co-owners of the WSG Gallery, the Washington Street Gallery, here in Ann Arbor. So we are glad to have you with us today, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
Catherine, I've been looking at your work online, as Deb has, both at WSG-art.com and on your personal site at CatherineAmade.com, and it is so striking. To get the full sense of depth and texture, I think you really need to be face-to-face with a piece of art. In looking at your pieces online, I would have sworn they were paintings, but that's not at all the case. I was surprised to find out these are woven pieces. How did you come to use that medium?
This was somewhat accidental. I have always been a kind of start from scratch type of person, spinning the yarn. So I was a hand weaver. And when I was in graduate school at Eastern Michigan University, we got this particular loom, a TC1 at the time. And I was the grad assistant, and I had to learn to service it and maintain it and provide access for students. So it wasn't a plan. And what it does, this particular tool, it has mechanical, electrical, conceptual, digital, material, everything in the universe.
So now you're an engineer.
Yes. That's exactly right.
The creative industries crosses all genre.
That's right.
The jacquard weaving method would be familiar to our listeners, you know, as a form of tapestry. Is that your specialty, or do you use different weaves?
I use different weaves. So tapestry is a bit of a confusing term for some people. What this kind of weaving does is it gives me direct access to every intersection in the matrix that I build on the loom. So I build pathways and trajectories, and I can do just amazing sort of paths on the loom itself. Typical looms don't give you that direct access. So I'm extra, I would say, in that regard.
So fascinating. But we need to turn to the business of running a gallery, since that's part of our business here at Creative Impact. And, you know, there are different kinds of business models for galleries. There's the single artist gallery where one artist is selling their works, traditional commercial galleries where artists' works are sold on consignment, and then what you do at WSG is a co-op gallery, artist-owned and operated. So can you describe a bit about how you and your fellow WSG artists operate that co-op model?
I love this follow question because, speaking of direct access, you have direct access to the artists when you come into WSG Gallery. It's collectively owned, and we are all representing, and we're all present in the gallery. Not all of us at the same time, but when you come in, you're speaking directly to an artist. So that business model means that we work together to present and create a space that represents all of us and also represents our community. And I think you see that when you come into our gallery.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and our guest today is part of the WSG Gallery Co-op in Ann Arbor. Catherine Amade is here, and so is my co-host, Deb Pollack.
So, Catherine, co-op galleries can succeed and fail on one of the most critical things, and that is the personalities of their artists. WSG has been operating for more than 20 years. What's your secret?
I think the secret is respect. And I think the secret is listening. I'm the newest member, and this was one of the main reasons I was so excited to be accepted. Every time I've been there, they're supporting one another. They understand, we all understand, that our collaboration and our collective energy creates the space that we want in the community, which is welcoming and connected. Those are words that I really like there. We just like each other. And so that's the energy that we want to be in the space, and I think we're all dedicated to that.
So the pandemic hit us all in a variety of ways, and when you're accustomed to interacting in person on a daily or weekly basis like you do at the gallery, how did it impact the creativity and spirit of the artists?
I love this question, too. So there was this inflection point where we were looking forward and trying to decide, you know, how we were going to proceed when we saw, you know, the impact that it would have. And we had a meeting, and we just set out our priorities. And our number one priority, it turns out, was to stay together. Secondly, we want to sell. And third, we wanted to show our work. And so just like many people in the artist community, all artists, actually, the entire art, you know, economy, there's been a shift to multiple outlets. And so we all worked together to improve our online presence. We bumped our meetings up from once a month to once a week. And we were tutoring each other on getting our website updated and getting our images into our social media and onto another platform that we were on this year, Artsy. So it was very wonderful. We drew even closer together. I was so impressed and proud of the other collective members stepping into spaces that were not necessarily comfortable for them, the digital, you know, websites and things. But we all did it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did it together, and it's really great. So that's what we did, and I think we won't go back to that just have a gallery model. I think we will always have these multiple ways to interact.
A multimedia platform, right?
Yes.
But it did, yes. You know, that change in the pandemic did cause you to once again have a venue change. I mean, that's been part of WSG's MO since it opened in 1999. On Washington mm-hmm. Street, which was the genesis of your name, Washington Street Gallery, and then the move to Liberty Street, and then eventually on Main Street, and then you closed those doors during the pandemic. That must have been really hard, and then you eventually moved over to this last year into the Art Center. How difficult was that and those decisions?
I think once you set your priorities that our main goal was to stay together, then doing those moves or, you know, making those changes, they aren't as hard as they would be if that wasn't really clear of what we wanted to do. And we had been knowing for some time that we needed to improve our website presence, and we knew this. So it's an opportunity for us really to expand into that other venue. And so moving to the Art Center, which was a wonderful gift from the Art Center, they contacted us and asked us, they wanted to support us and we them. That was great. We were very excited about that because that was the third thing that we wanted, was to continue to show our work in the community, even if it was at a very diminished level. It was still there. And so we're now looking to move into a new space, which I can't tell you the exact address yet, but it's in the Carytown district. And the excitement is palpable. We're very excited. It's going to happen this summer.
Once again, you're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. And Catherine, one of the few certainties in life is that things can and will change. And obviously, they are. In a year of significant change, do you expect this will be reflected in the art you produce moving forward? Not only you, but those you are working with at WSG?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think one of our artists, Takashi Takahara, you can see he's making work that's reflective. And I think that's such a beautiful thing, that what art does is it does reflect our environment. We're not living in little silos, not facing outward. We're actually communicating with our community through our art. And so I think you see that before the pandemic, and I think you'll see it after the pandemic. And as a member looking at the work on a regular basis, up close and personal, or uploading things online, really studying things, it's been really a pleasure and very educational and uplifting to see the reflectiveness of our art practices.
And from the other side, you have talked about how important it is to have that engagement, interaction, and connection with those that are looking at and purchasing the art. Has that changed any through the course of the pandemic?
I think the people who, you know, every artist has collectors that you have a permanent connection. I remember the first piece I sold, I thought, now I'm going to be connected to this person forever through that artwork. And I think in our community that we have those people. And it's been wonderful to see the few times that we, you know, that I'll speak for myself, when I sold a piece, we managed to meet in person, you know, in a safe environment. And I just could sense that there was just a gratitude to be able to make that connection.
Well,
there's,
you know,
strength in it.
Like the threads in your tapestries, the art of time keeps us all connected as artists and those of us that view and appreciate it throughout time and tell our stories. So thank you so much for telling yours and keeping us all connected. We look forward to WSG and your work going forward, and we really appreciate you being with us.
Thank you indeed.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Catherine Amadei, an artist and a member of the Co-op Washington Street Gallery in Ann Arbor. Make sure to go to our website at WEMU.org. We'll have all the links to the gallery and to Catherine's work available to you with just a click of the mouse. Deb Pollack is Creative Impact co-host and serves as president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw. And I'll look forward to our conversation next Tuesday, Deb. I'm David Fair, and a big thanks to you for joining us today. We do it for you and couldn't do it without you. This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.